Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of The Pool Guy Show. Today I'm going to be talking about pool stains and all the different ways you can treat them and identify the stains that you find in your pool. This week's podcast is brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001, with over 50,000 pool parts in stock. Order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. The podcast is also brought to you by Riptide Pool Vacuum System. The Riptide is a powerful vacuum system that picks up large debris at the bottom of your pool rapidly. This would be great if you do pool service for a living or if you're a homeowner and you live in an area where your pool gets a lot of debris in it each week. You can learn more about the Riptide Pool Vacuum System at www.riptidevac.com. So in this podcast, I'm going to cover the common pool stains that you'll find in your pool. I'll also touch on modeling of the pool surface itself, and I'll talk about metal staining. Let's see how far I get in this podcast, covering all the different stain types and the treatment. I may need to break it into another podcast, maybe part one and part two. And I'm also going to do a podcast on scaling in the pool surface and different ways to treat that. So stay tuned for that one also. So let me jump right in and talk about pool stains. So one of the most common pool stains you're going to find in your pool is probably a rust stain. This could happen from a number of reasons. Just today on my route, I was servicing a pool. They had a party of some kind, and on the bottom of the pool was a Nerf gun. And I kind of knew when I moved the gun that there'd be a stain underneath it. And sure enough, there was probably a good 3-inch by half an inch rust stain right underneath the Nerf gun. And the cause of the stain, of course, the Nerf gun is not made for the pool. It's made for outside the pool. A typical water gun that you would have in your pool, Super Soaker or any other gun, would float because they're made that way. But a Nerf gun, of course, is not made for the pool, so it sank to the bottom. And if you have a Nerf gun, if you have kids, there are screws holding the Nerf gun together. So I don't know how long the Nerf gun was in the pool. I suspect it was in there since Saturday. That's 3 days ago. I was there today on Tuesday. So by leaving the Nerf gun in the pool for 3 days, the pool has a stain now. And it's very common. Anything that's metal that goes in the pool will cause a stain. And another customer that the kids were playing with a 10-pound weight. I don't know why they did this, but it was not the 10-pound plastic weight. It was a 10-pound iron type weight. And they left it on the bottom of the pool. And it took me a long time to get it out. I got a side story, but I had to use my pool brush and push it over to the shallow end because I could not skim that thing up with my net, which is too heavy. When I got to the shallow end, I saw that they had a regular shovel on the deck. They were doing it for gardening work. So I got the shovel, and I actually scooped the 10-pound weight up to the first step of the pool. Then I reached in and grabbed it and got that 10-pound weight out. It's not easy to do, but it left a big stain on the bottom of the pool, of course, where it was sitting in a circular pattern. Bobby pins or hair pins, very common to see those in spas. They'll use a spa and then they'll leave the hairpin, or the hairpin will fall out into the water and it'll remain in the spa for a long period of time, a week or a few days, and it'll leave a stain, a mark similar to what the bobby pin looks like on the bottom of the pool. I remember one time my son's bathing suit wasn't fitting well, so I put a clothespin in it and went through his bathing suit, but the clothespin fell out at some point, didn't notice it, and then when I went out to my spa, I saw the clothespin in there. The next day, I got it out, and of course, there was a rust stain underneath the clothespin. So, to be safe, any kind of metal object, keep it away from your pool. I find a lot of Hot Wheel cars in the pools. I find a lot of regular car toys with the metal rods to the wheels in the pool. Just about anything that's made to stay on land is not made to be in a pool. They make pool-specific toys without metal in them, so stick with those. But If you have a pool, you're probably going to have this happen to you at one point or another. Another form of rust stains are the fertilizer pellets that the gardeners use. And I run into this all the time. This is very common. They'll sprinkle the pellets with their hand. It'll go onto the pool deck. And then they'll get their blower and blow all the pellets into the pool or around the area. And I get there the next week and I find small little BB type stains all around the perimeter of the pool. And these are very hard to eliminate, and they're from the fertilizer pellets themselves. They'll burn the plaster. So another common rust type stain is the fertilizer pellets. And then you have your trichlor tablet burn. It looks almost like a rust stain in some cases. If you have a floater in your pool and the floater cracks or gets knocked over and the tablet spills out and it stays in the pool for a few days, it'll actually burn the plaster or fiberglass. And I don't recommend using tablets in a fiberglass or vinyl pool for this reason. It'll burn a good, nice mark, half moon, black, and then around it will be like a rust stain. And that's from the acid that's in the trichlor tablet, the cyanuric acid. It'll burn that. And speaking of cyanuric acid, if you use the granular cyanuric acid, I can't tell you how many times that I've run into this or got a question where someone would buy a 5-pound bucket of the granular conditioner, cyanuric acid, and they'll sprinkle it in their pool because the person at the pool store said, oh, just sprinkle it around the perimeter, it'll be fine. And that's an acid, that's why they call it cyanuric acid. Even though it's designed to protect the chlorine in your pool from being burned out, it's an acid, so it'll stain your pool similar to sometimes a tablet burn. You'll see little marks all over the bottom of the pool from the cyanuric acid. Another cyanuric acid burn type is if you put 5 pounds, let's say, in your skimmer the correct way, and you run your pool for an hour, and then your pool turns off because you weren't paying attention, the acid will bleed out through the main drain of the pool or to the side drains of the pool, and it'll also leave a stain there. It'll actually burn the plaster pretty good and etch the plaster. I've seen that happen also when someone adds 5 pounds or more of cyanuric acid to the skimmer and they don't run the pool for 24 hours. They just run it for 1 hour and all the acid drops out into the water. So if you're adding conditioner to your pool, run your pool for 24 hours. That way it fully dissolves. Or what I do is I use a liquid conditioner, Natural Chemistry's liquid pool conditioner, and that's 100% safe for all pool surfaces, and there's no need to worry about any kind of burn happening with the cyanuric acid. And then you may have a stain that's kind of odd, where it looks like a rust stain. There's maybe a black dot. It looks almost like black algae, and there's a rust coming out of that black dot. And you'll brush it, you'll treat it, you'll even rub it with a trichlor tablet trying to get the black dot off the bottom, thinking it might be black algae. You may treat the rust with the vitamin C tablet, nothing happens. And I'm going to go over some treatment in a minute about the rust stains here. And nothing's happening. What that could be, and what is more than likely, is that the rebar has come through the plaster of the pool, or the pebble tick in the pool, and you're actually seeing the rebar coming through the plaster or pebble tick. I've also seen this happen on a brand new pool build. They'll build the pool of pebble tick or plaster, and then within the first week of the pool being filled, ducks will land in the pool, and the duck waste is very acidic. And so what happens is that when the waste settles on the bottom of the pool, the duck waste, it causes an acid burn in the shape of the, I guess there's no other way of saying it, their dropping or their poop will cause an acid burn. And I've seen this in new plasters and new pebble tick pools. This happened to me on my route at a pebble tick pool. And there was about 8 of these all over the bottom. And that's because the first week when the pool was filled, several ducks landed in the pool and were in there for the whole week. So that's also a possibility. It's not very common, but keep that in mind also, that that could happen in your situation. If you have ducks in your area, make sure if you have a pool being built and there's ducks in the area that you take precautions. I think the best precaution you can do is the animal floats or you can get the silver orbs. You can email me and I can give you the link for those silver orbs that keeps the ducks out of your pool. Weird things that I've seen causing rust stains is a battery exploding in the pool. I've had that in three different accounts. The worst was it had to be like a D battery, and at the explosion of the battery, there's a black mark, and then there's like an explosion type rust stain that comes out of that. And batteries don't do well at the bottom of a pool. I think the pressure finally gets to them, and then they explode. So even when the customer's kids remove the battery, I can still tell what happened to the pool with that type of stain. Then one of the guys in my coaching group, this is kind of funny, his name is Mike, and his business name is Royal Pools and Spa, and he services Orange County. Again, that's Royal Pools and Spa. So if you're looking for a good service tech in that area, definitely check him out. You can find his website on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and he's a real go-getter. He's 22 years old, full-time student, also full-time pool service technician. So he texted me last week, and he had this weird stain in his pool, his route. It's a white plaster pool and had these gray stains, and it looked like they were in a deep end. It looked like it came from something that fell in the pool in the deep end, and the stains went out in a weird parallel line markings. And so I told him, ask the customer if anything weird happened last week, because, you know, that's not a typical stain. And sure enough, the customer was with his son, and they were carrying a water heater that they had just replaced. And they're carrying the old water heater past the pool, and the drain opened up and it spilled all the stuff that was in the bottom of the tank. And a lot of that metal in there was magnesium. And so it fell into the pool, and it just caused that stain in the pool, which is a weird stain. So anything falling in the pool can cause a stain. So be very careful with things around your pool. I mentioned earlier the fertilizer pellets and, you know, bobby pins, Nerf guns, anything with metal in it. And of course, if you're carrying a water heater past your pool, make sure the drain doesn't open up and spill all the stuff into the pool. So if you have a vinyl liner pool or fiberglass pool, the stain, a rust stain is going to be more pronounced, obviously. And for a vinyl pool, you really have very little recourse to get that stain out of the pool. So be extremely cautious with the vinyl liner pool and what you put into the pool, what the kids are playing with, and what could fall into the pool. And so that's pretty much the only way to get rid of that stain in the vinyl pool is to replace the liner, and that's a few thousand dollars to do that. So definitely keep all metal objects out of your vinyl pool. That's definitely a must. Fiberglass pools, you're going to see the stain, of course. It's going to be very obvious because it's usually a really nice bright white surface. And the good thing about fiberglass pools, the good news is that they respond really well to ascorbic acid getting the stain out. And you're gonna use the same treatment for your Pebble Tech and for your plaster pool. Now, in the plaster pool and Pebble Tech pool, the best way to get the rust stain out is to specifically rub the stain with a vitamin C tablet or powdered ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C in powder form. It's called ascorbic acid. And you can buy 1 pound bags of this on Amazon or from your local pool store. For a fiberglass pool, just broadcasting the ascorbic acid in the pool removes any kind of staining, rust stains, metal stains, usually really well. So that's one of the benefits of a fiberglass pool there. But the plaster pool, you want to get specifically on the stain, so you can use a sock, or if you can get down into the water and rub it with the vitamin C tablet, it should take the rust stain right off. There's also a product called the Stain Eraser, and this will also take the stain off. It's you attach it to your pool pole. It's tan in color, and it will rub the stain right off the pool. So that's a great way to get rid of the rust stain, the Stain Eraser, by rubbing off the stain, or the vitamin C tablet will help get rid of the stain if it's a one area stain. And some stains may not be able to be removed unless you drain and acid wash the pool, like the battery exploding stain and also the gray staining from the water heater that I mentioned. May need to be drained and acid washed to remove that, because that's basically a metal stain of some type at that point, and not just the rust you see there. The tablet burn, I've had good results rubbing that off with a stain eraser and a plaster pool. I just kind of lightly rub it 1 week, and then I rub it again the following week, and I've had some good results with that stain disappearing over time with the stain eraser. Basically, that tablet stain is not going to come off with ascorbic acid because it's actually a burn in the plaster. So the ascorbic acid vitamin C works really well with a rust stain. Bobby pins, you can rub it off with a, you can easily rub it off with a vitamin C tablet in your spa. And the Nerf gun stain from today, I can get that off pretty easily with a vitamin C tablet. The only problem is it's in the deep end of the pool, so I may have to put a sock with some ascorbic acid in there to get that particular stain off the pool. Treating the stain right away is the key, I think, the rust stain. And if you have someone, if your gardener throws fertilizer pellets in your pool, I've had really good success with a product called, it's called Hasa Super Stain Out. And if I see the fertilizer pellets stain right away, I dump a quart of this in the pool. And usually the stain will lift pretty easily at that point. You can try a metal sequestering agent. You can try one of the Jack Magic metal sequestering agent, and that may lift the fertilizer pellet stains off right away. But the key is to hit it as soon as you see it. If you let the fertilizer pellet stain stay in the pool, chances are you're not going to be able to remove them without draining and acid washing the pool. So keep an eye on that. If you notice that right away, little BB stains all throughout your pool, chances are it's the fertilizer pellets from the gardener. I pretty much spent the whole podcast here talking about rust stains, but I'll move on real quick to organic staining, and I'll save the other type of staining, metal staining, and I'll save the pool modeling and the hydration stains for another follow-up podcast. I can talk pretty much the whole podcast on modeling and the modeling of the plaster and also the metal staining. So this kind of falls into the category of a metal staining. So if you have a small little rust stain in your pool, chances are you won't need metal sequestering agent. You're not going to need the see you later metal eliminator. I don't really use them if I find a small rust stain from a bobby pin or from something like a screw from a Nerf gun. It's only if you have a large amount of staining. If you have a fiberglass pool and you have a lot of staining in the pool, then you want to go ahead and do the full ascorbic acid treatment and do the metal sequestering agent, and also do the see you later metal remover. I'll touch more about the see you later when I talk about metal staining in the pool. I just wanted to give you a quick overview of the rust stains that are very common. You see them a lot in pools. Organic staining is, you can distinguish organic staining from a rust stain. They look very similar. That's why I'm going to mention organic staining here in this particular podcast. You notice a stain that looks almost like a rust stain. It's dark brown. It could look almost like a rust stain, and it could be organic staining if the chlorine level in the pool is really low. Let's say it's 0 parts per million or 1 part per million. You have eucalyptus trees over your pool or any other kind of trees that are very acidic, and the leaf falls in there. A good way to tell if it's organic staining is if you skim your pool or vacuum your pool and vacuum the leaf up, and you see a brown stain underneath where the leaf was. Chances are it's organic staining from all the minerals. I don't know if I could use minerals, but all the elements that are inside the leaf bleeding out to the plaster or Pebbletec or fiberglass, so and vinyl. So organic staining is very similar to a rust stain, but it's, you treat it very differently. You're not going to use vitamin C. You're not going to use ascorbic acid. What you're going to do is bring the chlorine level up to 10 parts per million. And keep that chlorine level high for at least a week. And you want to run your pool for a very long time to get rid of the organic staining. So if you normally run your pool for 6 hours a day, go ahead and boost it up to 12 hours and get that water really circulating to get the organic stain out of the pool. I see organic stains also from a lot of dirt in the pool when the pool's not circulating. Sometimes when I do a clean cleanup, the pool has a lot of dirt on the pool surface. After I clean it, customer will say, well, those stains weren't there before the pool turned green. And I have to explain to him, that's from the dirt, the organic staining from the dirt. A lot of dirt has metals in them or minerals or other elements in it. And so when the dirt gets in your pool, the best thing you can do is get the dirt out right away. And if you don't do that and it sits on the bottom, those minerals and metals can actually stain the plaster or Pebbletec surface or fiberglass surface of the pool. So that's why I highly recommend an automatic cleaner for your pool. It'll keep your pool surface clean all week long. You can do a suction side cleaner or a robotic cleaner or even a pressure cleaner. As long as the dirt is moved around and removed from the surface of the pool in a timely manner, it's not going to stain the pool. But I do see a lot of organic staining from dirt besides being stained by leaves. And another quick way to tell if it's organic staining, if it's on the step area, you can reach it with your hand. Take a 3-inch trichlor tablet, rub the stain with the tablet, and if the stain lifts off, you know that it's organic because the chlorine is lifting the stain off. And that's why you raise the chlorine up to 10 parts per million. That'll remove the organic staining from the pool. The only way to remove it is usually with that. You can also use the Super Stain Out. That's another way to remove organic stains. I've had really good success with that. Fiberglass pools lifting organic stains really rapidly. But just raising the chlorine and circulating the water will generally remove the organic stain, unless it's dirt that's been left on the bottom of the pool for a long period of time. I'm talking weeks on end. That could cause the staining, and it could become a permanent stain that can only be removed with an acid wash of the pool. So important to keep your pool clean and vacuum the dirt out weekly during the season. That way it doesn't stain your pool. So that was a bit of a failure there. I only covered two types of stains out of the list that I had here. So I'll definitely do another part to this and cover the other staining. So bottom line, with a rust stain, you can remove it pretty easily with a vitamin C tablet or with the stain eraser tool that I mentioned. If the staining is a big area of the pool, you can broadcast ascorbic acid on it and do it that way also. And if you have organic staining, the best way to remove that is by raising the chlorine level up, circulating it, and removing all the leaves from the pool. I don't know if I mentioned that, but you want to get the leaves off the bottom of the pool, and that'll help alleviate the organic staining. And I find certain trees cause that more often. I mentioned eucalyptus. Eucalyptus are notorious for the organic staining. So if you have eucalyptus trees, chances are you're going to see the stain underneath the leaf once you skim it out. So I'll definitely cover the other staining types in the next podcast. And if you need more resources, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. You can also send me a photo of your stain, and I can help identify what it could be. If you want further help, you can purchase my ebook, and you can now purchase my print version book on Amazon.com. You can find links for both on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. If you need further help and you do pool service, you may want to consider joining my coaching group. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time. And for $20 a month, you can text and call me. I have several homeowners on this coaching group also. In fact, one of them, I helped her treat her fiberglass pool with ascorbic acid. First, we got her chemistry in balance by lowering her alkalinity from, I think it was at 200. We got it down, or maybe higher than 200. I think it was at 250. We got the alkalinity down, and then we did the stain remover with the ascorbic acid. So if you're a homeowner, you may want to check out my coaching site also. I can give you one-on-one help there. So again, all those resources are listed on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And I'll do a follow-up podcast talking about the other type of stainings for the pool. So stay tuned for that one. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.